This is Ozarks at Large. A project is underway at Northwest Arkansas Regional Airport to expand its security checkpoint. Ozarks at Large's Antoinette Grajeda recently visited XNA to find out more, and she brings us this report.
Gray plastic bins full of shoes roll across a conveyor belt after being inspected by TSA agents at XNA. Every morning, hundreds of travelers queue up at the airport's security checkpoint for inspection before making their way to their gates. An increase in the number of passengers passing through security is one reason for the expansion. Airport Director Kelly Johnson says officials have been planning on the project for some time.
Checkpoint expansion is a federally funded project, so 90% of those costs will get back through a grant program that the FAA has called the Airport Improvement Program. We're adding 5,400 square feet of additional queue space for our travelers. Right now, that queue is too small for the capacity that we're seeing that the airlines are bringing in, so we're going to fix that.
The expansion is being built over the tugway, a tunnel through which vehicles carrying passengers' luggage travel.
And we'll be adding additional stanchions there. A bigger, longer pre-check line and lane, bigger, longer lines and lanes for our regular travelers. Our 6 o'clock push in the morning, it's not uncommon to see almost 650 passengers being pushed through that checkpoint in an hour's period of time. That's a lot of people to try and line up. So we want this to work effectively and flow well for the customer.
Johnson says larger aircraft stay overnight at XNA, which is one reason so many people are departing the airport early in the morning.
First flight out's 5 a.m. now. Yeah, pretty early. Mm-hmm. So the airport's checkpoint, we've seen those changes. We've seen those additional flights, those larger aircraft, and we're reacting to that now. And TSA's reacting to that as well. As a matter of fact, just very recently, within the last 2 weeks, they have changed their opening time in the morning to 3:45 a.m.
While those early morning flights are quite full, Johnson says the number of people using the airport at any time of day has been increasing.
Last year set a record. We were up 8.7% last year, year to date. We basically use a calendar year. Year to date this year, we're up over 16%. So add that to the almost 9% last year. So that's a pretty large increase in our volume in about the last 20 months.
Do you know what that is in people?
In people. Last year it was 788,261, and we're forecasting close to 900,000, a little more or less, but for this year's number.
And Airport Director Kelly Johnson wants to remind travelers that more people means more time in the security line.
We're trying to push a lot of people through that lane as effectively as we can and still get the security mission accomplished. So when you look at that volume increasing to that level, we definitely need the space, number one. But number two, we really need the public to understand that during our peak times, they need to be here an hour and a half before their flight. You used to be able to show up if you didn't have a bag to check and your boarding pass on your phone 45 minutes before your flight and make it. During our peaks, that doesn't work anymore.
The expansion project, which officials estimate will cost around $4.4 million, is expected to be completed by the end of October. Johnson says the new space is being built in such a way that there will be room for a fourth security lane, and they're working with TSA on providing staffing and equipment for that lane. There are currently more than 80 TSA employees in Northwest Arkansas. Outside of the airport terminal, crews are working on another project, phase one of a taxiway rehabilitation.
That's a $28 million project all in. We're working on the first $18 million phase now. That phase should be finished, I want to say, May of next year, ballpark. And we're looking for the funding on the rest of that project now with our federal grant programs.
The airport board is looking into other projects as well.
Some of them include changing the lobby and the building itself. We've got elevators, one, that has run for almost 21 years nonstop, along with two escalators that have run for almost 21 years nonstop. So we're starting to see problems with that equipment just because of the age. Couple that with the tremendous growth we've seen in the last November, will be 21 years since we opened, we need redundancy in those systems. So we need to have two up escalators. We need to have two down escalators. We need to have two elevators. So that project is real important just for the flow of passengers. That's a priority for our board. We're looking at potentially new gates because new aircraft, larger aircraft, hopefully new entrants into our market over the next 5 to 10 year period.
Johnson says they're also exploring connecting the parking deck to the terminal and remodeling parts of the terminal's second floor.
Certainly a little more airfield work going on. The rental cars want their own parking deck. That's being looked at. So there's an old saying, if you're green, you're growing, and if you're ripe, you rot. So we're not ripe. We're not rotting. We've got a lot going on.
For Ozarks at Large, I'm Antoinette Grajeda.